mean, after the fire, I think the building was demolished. I'm not mistaken. I think the building was demolished. I think they might have just kept the one next door. I think the one that got demolished was the one I lived in. The other one, it just eventually, once they sold the whole property, the furniture store and everything, some developer bought the whole property. Because there used to be a ballpark, a little park where I used to live at. There were basketball courts and a little field that they had. I believe, let's see, if I was maybe 10 years old, either 9 or 10 years old, on Saturdays and Sunday, me and my neighbor downstairs, I forgot his name, he lived on the first floor, we used to go to ShopRite. So when we go to ShopRite, we go early in the morning, we'll set up, like, we'll bag up at the end of the line, help people, you know, bag up the grocery, hoping for some tips, we'll offer them, you know, take it to their cars and so. And that's how we do our days, just to get some change into our pocket. And we go out and play video games with the change, or go to a place called Savelli's. It used to be an old supermarket on Adams Street. I got up early to go, so I was like, nah, I'm not going, whatever the case may be. Next thing you know, we hear fire. So my mother opens the door. It's, oh, shit, fire. So I look, I said, oh, shit, fire. So we all start getting together, my brother, my dad, and we all started heading to the fire escape. Next thing you know, we were going to go down. The flames were so much. It was coming up, the smoke. So we didn't know which way to go. So next thing you know, my dad is already at the roof. My brother's at the roof. And then it was just me, my mother, my other brother, Ethan. And we're still at the fire escape, trapped with the smoke, don't know which way to go, because people are telling us go up, go down, you know, back and forth. Next thing you know, my mom's nowhere near me, my brother's nowhere near me. And so now I try to make my way up, so people are saying, go up, come down, come down. Next thing you know, I feel flames on my back, and that's what made me to jump out on the fire escape. And I jumped from the fourth floor. And when I jumped off, I jumped onto a fireman's arm. Don't even know who was a fireman. To this day, all I know, I wind up on top of the fire. You know, he caught me. I guess I hit his helmet and got my nose. All I remember just bleeding a lot through my nose. And, you know, my back burned and stuff like that. They carried me into the ambulance, and then I'm at St. Mary's Hospital. That building was equipped with a pool station. They didn't even function because I pulled it myself, and they didn't even go off. Yeah, I fractured my leg, burned my back, my arm. Still got the scar in my arm. Still got some scars in probably my back, and I got it in my arm, like the light shade. Used a lot of cocoa butter as a kid to try to, you know, for the marks to go away, but they still had some shadows and stuff like that. I was in the hospital for a long time, you know, to... Probably more than a month. Yeah, was a kid, you know. All you could hear is about, oh, there was a fire here. You hear the rumors in the neighborhood, oh, there was a fire. You heard about this fire. Oh, there was a fire up there. There was a fire down here. I guess the Red Cross gave us some shelter down on Tunnelly Avenue. We stayed at a hotel on Tunnelly Avenue. Then we wound up staying in family's house, you know. I stood up with my aunt for a couple. My mom stood with her mother for a couple in Brooklyn. And my brother's still in Brooklyn. You know, the whole family just stood in families, you know. And so eventually my mother and dad was able to find an apartment. Oh, it took a while. It wasn't, you know. Who knows how long it took. It would have probably been between 2 or 3 months before we all got back together. My mom's tried to apply for the housing. We never got no help, you know, from the housing. You know, we should have been accommodated, you know, from a big fire. It should have been no exception, you know. But the way Hoboken ran, you know, they were kind of funny over there, you know. I mean, my cousin tried to hook us, tried to get us in there. He was a nonprofit. He was running Kuna. That was, I think, 9th and Willow, 10th and Willow. It was a nonprofit that helped, you know, the Hispanics and more, you know, anybody that needed help. You know, the housing did nothing for my mother. Tried for so many years, applying, reapplying. And it got to the point my mother didn't even want it no more. Like, How can you make too much money working in a factory trying to support five kids? Just, it makes no sense there at all. Makes no sense.
I don't technically talk about it to my kids like that, or my wife. I mean, they know about it, and you know, with the bruises that I jumped out of a fourth floor when I was a kid and stuff like that. And I told my son, look, I jumped out, you know, when he got hit, you know. I mean, because I told them, you know, when I jumped out, I was on crutches, you know, and then I wound up playing baseball on crutches. So, yeah, because I used to live playing baseball. I used to live running to first base. So that's how I kind of healed myself a little quicker, you know. Then once the summer's over, at least he got football, high school football. Yeah, he's the tough kid, man. I got to give it. Even the coaches in football said it, man. When the last game of the season, they fucking hugged him. And, like, I'm glad you didn't quit on us, man. Quit on us? We don't know where our season was at.